iFM 101.9 megahertz of life.
I'm so intrigued by your topic today. It's Rosh Hashanah this coming Shabbat. Really?
It is. It is. You're going to wish me good yontif when I'm finished, but on Shabbat, the Hebrew date is the 19th of Kislev, a very, very significant date in Jewish history, and particularly in the last 200 years. And it's the Rosh Hashanah of Hasidut, of the Kabbalistic and Hasidic philosophy. And really what happened just over 200 years ago was the author of the primal book of Hasidut, Rabbi Shneur Zalman of Liadi, came out of jail and was allowed to share the wisdom of Kabbalah to the world. And the reason why I'm discussing it on the show today is because it's all based on a story, not a story, a tradition passed down of the Baal Shem Tov, who was the founder of the Hasidic movement. He used to astral travel a lot, and he used to go and visit many, many things in the spiritual worlds. And one day he found himself in the palace of Mashiach, of Messiah. And he said to Mashiach, "When are you going to come?" I.e., you know, hello, we've been waiting a long, long time. And he went and said, "The Yafutu Mayonecha Hachutza, when the wellsprings of your teachings will permeate and be spread outwards to the whole world." And this is really the basis of what the Hasidic philosophy has come to teach. And that is that there is a practical part to Torah, there's the oral part to Torah, there's the legal and everything that we deal with, but then there's the spiritual and mystical. 99% of everything that I say comes from and is based from looking at the world through different eyes, through spiritual eyes, through mystical eyes. And today, if we look at the world, this type of learning, which was only accessible to people over the age of 40, and that had learned a lot of Torah, could only like delve into such teachings. Today, this teaching is applicable to everybody and available for everybody. And we have seen kind of like this prophecy come true, that the wellsprings of spirituality, of Hasidic thought, of mystical thought, has now permeated our day-to-day livings. So again, for me, this is another sign that we're on the brink of the arrival of Mashiach, of the revelation of Mashiach. And on Saturday, we start a new cycle of the learning of the Tanya and other seminal books of Hasidic thought. And it is a custom amongst those who learn it to say, Shana Tova, a good year. It should be a good year in the learning of that which brings so much light to the world.
So explain to me the world before and the world after in terms of an approach to Judaism, outreach, etc.
So the world before, and I think this is a good question, the world before was a much more practical world of what you see is what you get. We subscribed to Torah since the time of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We kept all the laws, et cetera, but it was on a more functional level and on a more deeper level. But for the man in the street, it was, you know, my tradition was that I kept Shabbat and I kept Kashrut because my parents did, my grandparents did, et cetera, et cetera. Round about the time of the Baal Shem Tov, there was... Jews had gone through so much, the expulsions, the Khmelnytsky massacres, that the poor and uneducated, the simple people, were losing their connection to God because life just became a life of practicality. And the story is told of the parable that Baal Shem Tov gave was of a king whose son was very, very sick and no doctor could heal him. And eventually he said to them, "I will give all the fortune of the kingdom to he who can heal him." And one guy came by and he says, "I know the exact remedy to heal your very sick son." And he said, "What is it?" He said, "I don't think you're going to agree to it, but it is a powder that needs to be made from a specific jewel." So the king said, "I'm sparing no cost. Go find the jewel." To which the doctor replied, "But that jewel is the crown jewel, sitting in your crown. It's like the essence of what it is." And the king replied, "If that's what it's going to take to revive my son, my crown is worth nothing if I do not have a successor." And so they took that jewel, they crushed it, they poured it in a little bit of water, they put it on the lips of the prince, and he made a remarkable recovery. That parable says the Baal Shem Tov is what happened to the Jewish people. We have been the children of God and we've had God as our king for time eternity. But there came a point in time where we were at death's bed because we couldn't handle the trials and tribulations of life anymore on a practical level. So what did God do? He distilled his infinite wisdom, the deepest of the wisdom, put it into a powder form and gave it to our lips. And that is the teaching of Hasidus. And that's the difference of before and after.
Very, very interesting and amazing, because when I think about when I think about so many of our own family histories where our grandparents might have been very observant until certainly on the one side where my grandparents might have came from Eastern Europe, were very, very immersed in that type of life, but because it was so only practical and harsh, it wasn't passed on, and there was almost a desire for it not to be. My late father tells the story where he was a little kid and watching his father put on a tefillin, and he said to his father, "What are you doing?" And he said, "No, don't worry, it's not for you." In other words, you know, this is our life and our hardship and our burden, but we don't want to continue it. And it was because it didn't necessarily come with everything that you're describing, which is the light and the love and more than just the practical observance.
Death.
And
the
it,
depth.
Sorry?
The depth of it.
The depth. Exactly. Yes. Exactly. So it was actually just viewed as a hardship rather than something that is so life affirming and life enriching. So, it took my father his own journey to get to that point himself, but had to then rediscover it through his own learning. And, that's why it's so interesting to hear this, to hear about this kind of a philosophy and this approach, which really does take that all into account.
So I have to wish you Shana Tova, and it should be a good year of learning. And for all the listeners who are tuning in right now, this is now so available, on podcasts, on Shiurim, South Africa. Chabad House runs a Tanya Shiur every single day. I encourage people to go out and start learning the essence, the real inside of the meat of what Judaism's all about, because then that actually just lights up a light and just gives you an incredible view on life and an incredible chayas, incredible energy to be proudly Jewish.